literally this evening, I was down in the dressing room, and somebody came and got me and said, "We have to come upstairs because everyone is arguing about who's going on first." I said, "What do you mean?" And they said, "Well, everybody wants to go in first. John wants to go. John's here, and John wants to go in first." I thought, "Oh my God!" But I want Chris to go on first, and then I want Joan to play, and it turns out none of them wanted to follow anybody else. That's how I feel right now.
On the table, hon. Mike, you've got Radio 4 coming through your base system.
Is that you, Mike?
That's Mike.
I'm trying to take care of that.
So I'm just going to do a little tiny set because I've already done two whole nights. It's not going to, Mike, I've never known you to do that before. What's that going to
do? Why don't you do that? Tim was spreading this rumor that there had been some kind of kiss between Osborne and Timothy, and of course, you know, by that point, Joan was really famous and everything, and we were all going, why would Joan Osborne be hanging around like kissing Timmy? But anyway, so it was. I still haven't asked her about that, and I wasn't going to do that on stage.
She's right there.
I'm sure we'll get. I'm sure I'll get myself cleared up afterwards. I'll get the whole story. You need to know? Right, well, I'll let you know when I come out. Any word? Say yay or nay.
I'll never tell.
Fair enough. One time I actually went out drinking with my brother Tim because way back in the day when I was in my early 20s, I spent my 21st birthday at Folk City, which was a bar that was open way back then. And back then Tim was like 15 or something, so he didn't come out and drink at that point. So cut 10 years or 15 years later, and Tim is like now doing security at Wetlands, and I'm hitting a drinking period in my life, so I decided to go down and hang out with him at Wetlands. And it was our first drinking time together. And Tim basically stood in the corner, and people would come over and hug him. There were like women and men of all sizes, really big men with beards and shorts and facial hair and all kinds of other hair. And everyone would come over and hug him. And I was impressed because that was actually his role in our family too. So you'd go over and hug him. If he wasn't angry, you know. Anyway, I think we'll sing a song of last year's troubles.
So old-fashioned, you ride around the highway, you're proud of the sea.
sense to me. Harvest the branches to your chest. Promise luck and all the rest. Put their fingers in your hair.
Thank you very much.